started up. Let's go to a show where we're rocking all night. I got an army, wanna party with 30 extra guys from the dusk to dawn till our minds are gone. Hang out with hangovers and hit up a con. Houston, Texas, are you feeling the love from a giant rocket ship coming down from above? Well,
Space City Nerd,
don't you know? Well,
Space City Nerd,
that's right, we're the kings and the queens of the things that you deem absurd. Sing it with me, all
Space City Nerd.
All right, nerdcore,
got that
chip tune,
got that.
Read the magazine to check out the podcast, action figures,
got that.
Board games,
got that.
TV shows and video games, yeah, we got that. Take flight on a broken satellite, all right.
Hey there, and welcome to the 77th edition of the Space City Nerd Podcast. Wow, we have the whole crew here tonight. That's really cool.
Yay! 77?
I missed 69?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Speaking of 69, Spirit Airfare just revealed, because they have a 69 plane, they're offering $69 round trips.
Shut up.
I'm nice. Serious.
Within the continental U.S., right?
They've got a bunch of like listings on their airline thing. So I was thinking of maybe we could go do an epic beer run.
Shut your mouth.
We can go awesome. To Disney World.
No, Disney we can World. Go to like Chicago, stock up on beer, and come right back.
Chicago beer? What about Iowa beer? We can stop at anywhere.
Chicago has like a bunch of good places all around it, like breweries all around.
Really? Chicago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, it's right in the middle of, like, Indianapolis and Michigan and Illinois and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is in Illinois, but, yeah, it's all around that.
I mean, so. I thought Chicago was just known for crime and bratwursts.
Right, hold up. So, yeah, so they have a list of cities here, and, yeah, Chicago's one of them. They say some dates that's going to be available. You can go to Mexico City for San Jose del Cabo, wherever that is.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you go to Cabo? There we go.
Yeah, but the only thing that you can't smuggle moon drugs from over there, so it doesn't matter.
That's okay. You can smuggle Sammy Hagar.
There is that. That would be fun.
Oh, man.
Dude, it's Vegas, man. Vegas. All right.
Well, I mean, if you guys haven't noticed, I said the four OGs are here, so Rex, Ryan, and Sean are all here tonight.
Yay.
Represent.
Hey, guys.
It's been a while.
Huh? Straight out the 832.
I haven't been on in almost a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're disappointed in you, Rex.
I wish we had
a
fifth
person. I'm disappointed too. Makes me sad.
I wish I had a fifth person so we could be all Planeteers tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If we had a fifth person, that person would be Yoko.
Oh.
too soon?
Wow.
moving along, today the Pixels trailer came out. It's based off a short that came out like 2 or 3 years ago about video games coming to life and, you know, destroying a city or whatever they
did. It was destroying San Francisco, I think, right?
Yeah.
The original trailer.
Or as Disney likes to call it, San Fran Tokyo now.
San Fran Tokyo.
wait, Disney's Tokyo X.
Disney's calling it San Fran. Why?
You didn't see Big Hero 6?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I forgot about that.
But no, it's a new movie coming out. While the short is really good and well done, I think for like its time, it was like amazing for an amateur to do something of that caliber. This one is actually going to be an Adam Sandler movie.
I don't know if you feel
that. Yeah, I mean,
the short is so concise. It shows exactly what you need to see. Oh, awesome. Pixelated monsters destroying a city. Great. It doesn't need crappy quips from Adam Sandler.
Wait, it also features Kevin James?
Kevin James.
I know. Yeah. That's
Mall Cop 2.
It also features Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
I mean, Dinklage isn't bulletproof. I mean,
in a comedy.
Even
a
though
comedy
most of them go over his head.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Oh my god.
So, I was watching the trailer. It was, I don't know, it was pretty upsetting. The only part that redeemed it was the ending of the trailer where the creator of Pac-Man comes out and does some shenanigans with Pac-Man.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. But
well, the entire like trailer kind of threw me off because it's like Adam Sandler movie and it's got special effects, and I didn't think anybody made special effects for Adam Sandler movies. You know, that weren't just CGI butts.
What about that movie where he had the remote control?
I never saw it. I never saw it actually.
Click.
Yeah.
That's what that movie was called.
I thought the only special effect in that was like he slowed down that one chick with the as she was jogging. But I mean, this is like Independence Day. Like, it's sad to think that like you know when Independence Day came out, our minds are blown, and now here we are, 2015. There's a freaking Adam Sandler movie doing essentially the same thing,
which was Futurama did in an episode.
Exactly.
But I mean, okay. Here's the thing, though. I mean, we're in 2015 already. Mm. There are like small children doing like Let's Plays and you know having like YouTube channels that have like thousands of subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see you know the whole CGI market like becoming easier to obtain. Plus, maybe instead of giving 90% of the budget to his friends, Adam Sandler only gave him 50%.
Yeah, I know. So there's no David Spade or Rob Schneider in this movie, but
You don't know that.
Could pop up somewhere.
Rob Schneider could be the leader of all the video game aliens.
Yeah. Rob Schneider is the barrel.
Oh, Lord.
Which is crazy because Nintendo, once again, putting their name into a movie because they have Donkey Kong up there.
Yeah, but Nintendo just today announced also that they're going to be doing mobile games, which they vowed never to do.
That's true. Because they don't want to cut into their market.
And yeah. Their stocks blew the F up.
And they also announced, like, the thing that, for whatever reason, is being overshadowed by that. Or, being overshadowed by it. They announced new hardware last night, too.
Oh, yeah, the Wii U 2 or whatever that is.
No, the NX. No one knows if it's portable or, like, not. But they totally announced that they are going to be announcing a pretty big announcement that they're going to be like fully revealing new hardware next year.
Go ahead.
I really honestly am hoping it's not a Wii U 2 because I just got my Wii U and I won't be done paying it off till the end of the year. And I don't want it to be like a lot of my friends and I refer to it as like Dreamcast 2, but we don't actually want it. To be Dreamcast 2, but it.
Well, the thing is, they just released a new iteration of the 3DS, which Nintendo is known for doing, like the Game Boy Micro, Advanced Micro, and the Game Boy.
But no, they're calling this thing like something bigger. So it's basically
entirely different.
Yeah,
the big pillar.
So yeah, Nintendo's known to make stopgaps, like the new 3DS. Do you think they're gonna have 3D again? Because I always thought they're going to...
No. Okay. What do you think? No. You know what it is?
What up?
It's going to be VR.
It's going to be another Virtual Boy?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Everyone has their VR from the Vive or Vive or whatever, from the Oculus Rift to Morpheus. They probably going to need to throw their red hat in the game.
I think it's going to be a new Game & Watch. It's going to come with like two colors and have like... A total number of 6 different graphics.
Mm-hmm.
The Virtual Boy maybe.
Unless you pay for the Deluxe Edition, which has 6 graphics, but you can put like a little color plate on there.
Six whole graphics.
Six whole graphics.
The graphics. The Virtual Boy made me stop seeing red after I played for it for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I it's been a very long time, like, with my Virtual Boy, like, hours on end with it, and I kind of wonder how much, like, brain damage I have because of it now. Like, I still have mine, and I can't find the AC adapter. I know it's around here somewhere, but
it's
I'm afraid to hook it up again because I don't want to, like, kill myself.
I actually got my Virtual Boy for $5.
Nice. I got mine for about that price too, way back when they had discontinued them, like for a while. I got it on my parents got it for me on clearance at Toys R Us. It was great.
I like, see that Adam games. Sandler movie. Adam Sandler gets an old Virtual Boy and puts it on. And he slips into a coma.
That would be great.
And then the entire Pixels movie is actually just in his mind because he's having a seizure from the Virtual Boy.
It's like Driver San Francisco.
I can already tell you what I know what the plot is going to be.
What's up?
It starts off with where Adam Sandler is like an irresponsible, lazy guy that only plays video games. And then like the army like needs to defeat these aliens that are coming in the form of video games, and he's the only one that can stop them.
Which is what Fry did in Futurama. Yeah. He needed that that Shasta and the cassette of Rush to beat the aliens.
Yeah, there's not gonna be any Rush here. It's probably gonna be some dubstep.
Well, I don't know. It is an Adam Sandler movie, so like, and he always has like classic rock soundtracks. There will probably be Rush, and there'll probably be what's that other band that he always had, like
Bogman Turner Overdrive.
Yeah.
Wait, did I say that right, BTO? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, we didn't say any things that favored it. Are we still going to watch it? Because I probably will probably watch it.
I'll probably watch it too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very Namco heavy. Like, you have that, you know, space Namco and Atari heavy, like, you know. Well, I was surprised to see Donkey Kong in there. And then the fact that they actually refer to it as Donkey Kong. And it's not just like, oh, look, it's a
monkey barrel game.
Yeah, monkey barrel game. It's like, no, Donkey Kong, which kind of opens it up a little bit. It's like, well, maybe is there going to be, like, more references in it? Because the entire trailer seems very Pac-Man heavy, I guess, you know?
Now, the guy at the end, there is a supposed cameo by the creator of Pac-Man. Is that really him?
I need to look it up.
Yeah, I didn't catch it. The creator of Pac-Man is a very elderly Japanese man. I don't remember his name, but I didn't remember seeing. I would have noticed.
Tori Iwatani. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like the guy.
Wow.
Rewatch the
That's trailer. Racist.
I just always love like every time you see pictures of him, he's always eating a pizza, and like a Pac-Man like shape.
That's kind of funny.
I wonder how many times he's taken that picture over the past like 30 years.
Did you guys catch the? The subliminal message for getting the mobile game?
Is that what that was? Because I caught that there was something. And
like,
I...
unlock
what?
Lisa? Yeah, during the
mobile
movie.
Game?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I didn't.
No, no. Okay, during the commercial, there is I think it's like the back of a van or something, and it says unlock Lisa at Dungeon Dojo or something. And so at the very end of the trailer, they play like this overlay, and there's a Dungeon Dojo game that they're going to be advertising with this.
And the chick from Dungeon Dojo, by the way, is the like blonde girl from Spring Breakers. Should be interesting.
I don't know.
Was I the only one that saw that movie?
Yeah,
I think I'm the only one that recognized people from the movie.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it because, you know, it's
okay.
Missing off the riff-raff.
Confirmed, it is Tori Iwatani at the end of Pixels.
Oh, okay, nice. Cool. He's got some acting chops. Well, I mean, he's in an Adam Sandler movie, so...
Yeah, so it doesn't really...
I said, it's very interesting and, like, an odd concept for Adam Sandler. Because he's never been, like, that type of dude to come out and be like, I love video games. He just kind of... more like plays the slacker, and you assume he likes video games.
Now, the last time I checked it, it's going to be released on my birthday.
Oh, so I guess that's what we're doing for your birthday.
Should we go like get really drunk and watch it?
Okay. Some of y'all hate watched 50 Shades of Grey, let's hate watch this.
Yeah,
at least it'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot. I can imagine it'll be a lot better than 50 Shades of Grey was.
We should bet now if there will be a 50 Shades of Grey joke in this movie, and will one video game character poop on another video game character?
What the fuck? Oh man!
Laugh now. We're gonna months from now we're gonna watch it, and like Pac-Man is gonna be dumping on
the
Frogger,
city.
And you're gonna be like,
yeah,
bitch.
That's hilarious.
All I hope is that they have like Burger Time burgers.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I need a burger, and then he fails to assemble the burger correctly, and then he fails at the burger.
or no, since they're all like giant aliens, you know, they'll have a, you know, they'll have like a burger stand, and people are like, all right, I need to go get a burger, and the burger falls on top,
you know,
of the stand.
Oh, you know what's gonna happen at the end? Since it's all pixels, Master Chief will come in and kill everyone because he's, you know, current gen.
Oh my god, yeah.
Or okay, I think the saving grace is if at the end Adam Sandler gets like Mega Man like powers.
Oh god.
Hey, Capcom would do it. They need the money.
Oh.
Yeah, it's well, true though.
I'm down to watch it for my birthday if you guys can come with me.
Yeah,
let's we got pregame now.
I'm down.
All right, so you guys got to stay tuned for all that. Maybe we should like, you know, record on the phone our thoughts while we're watching it, kind of whisper into it. This movie sucks. You know, I'm just scared because, as I mentioned in the podcast before, the last time a movie came out on my birthday, it was X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, we expect it to be bad, so it could be different.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's right. I mean, we could go out as a bad movie watching day. So
yeah, watching day, we'll get drunk, we'll be fine.
What if it's Wreck-It Ralph caliber?
Dan would be pleasantly surprised and probably watch the
show. I'd be astonished.
Yeah, I would be very surprised.
What if it's a collaboration with the guy who did Punch Drunk Love?
Oh, Jesus.
Man.
And like Adam Sandler ends up earning an Oscar nomination.
Yeah, which I was going to say, like, that's like the movie where Adam Sandler did not become lazy at.
No. It's where he actually acted.
You know what? I got to see if any of my buddies up north will send me some 8-bit Pale Ale so we can drink that right before the, you know, just for the moment. But moving along, another kind of like pixelated game that came out was Hotline Miami 2.
Hotline Miami.
Yep.
Raise your hand if you've played it.
My hand is raised.
Wait, this is great for the audience in the
storytelling right there.
So I played it. Rex, you played it.
Yeah,
Sean.
I played half an hour of it.
I kind of got my fill with Hotline Miami 1.
Oh man, 2 is pretty good.
Yeah, 2 is good. And
it's actually really good.
2 starts off hard. 2 starts off like the later levels of Hotline Miami 1.
You don't even know.
Okay.
You don't even know.
Yeah, Rex, I've been stuck on level.
Y'all talking about something y'all don't even know about.
I've been stuck on stage 11 since the night I bought the game.
Hmm.
Well, sorry out of life and not play it.
Yeah, granted, I've only played it like, it came out a week ago. I've only been able to play it for a total of like 5 or 6 hours, but still at least 2 or 3 of those hours have been level 11.
You're going to hate level 14.
Yeah, you told me about it.
No, level 12.
Yeah.
Right after that. So something that Hotline Miami 2 introduced is kind of forced ways to play. So there's a – I'm not even – it's not really spoiling, but there's a group of people called the fans, and there's a level where you have to switch in between all the abilities. So one of them uses double machine guns. One of them uses a dodge roll. One of them is fists only, and another one is like a combination of two people that come out and do chainsaw or a pistol.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's really complex, really different, you know, for what Hotline Miami is. There's really story-driven this time, and it's funny because a lot of people are complaining and saying, oh, you know, Hotline Miami didn't need so much lore to it. But that's what people ask beforehand.
Yeah. Because I want to know what's going on with the whole mind control thing and that password, which I bothered to get.
But no, it's been very interesting. It's been an awesome ride. I'm not done with it yet. The soundtrack, though. I think it beat Hotline Miami 1's soundtrack.
Oh, by far.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I am so proud that I have like 7.1 surround sound capability on my computer because I think I've damaged my ears playing that game. Like, it's just like turn it up and stuff. And it's funny because it gets so frustrating at times, but it feels like, oh man, I'm so pumped because of this music and I got to keep going on. I know I started up at 9 p.m. one day and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to do a level or two.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about time and then I look down and it's like 12:30. And it's just it's a very intense game. I've also been playing Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse. nobody else has, so we'll talk about that like whenever we all kind of play it for a little bit. That's going to actually do it, and we're going to go to our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this new convention that we've taken a little bit of part of in doing. It's called BetaCon.
I'm eager to learn.
Yeah, totally not a scam. You know,
yeah, it's very, very legit.
I've got a good eye for scams, and this is not a scam.
Yeah, we're certified by the not a scam organization.
Yeah, I think at Totally Legit Biz on Twitter verified us also.
They did.
So. Yeah. We got the little check mark on our Twitter.
Nope.
I think. Do we have that yet?
I have no idea.
We're not verified until we have the little blue check mark. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're not certified by the BBB, but we are certified with the CCC, which I think is better. No, the AAA.
Yeah, also the bank is verified, like all the money that we've gotten in from people that are attending. So I think that counts. That definitely counts for something.
Well,
in the honor of originality, creativity, and legitimacy, we're gonna go ahead and play a song by an artist that really reflects, you know, the BetaCon thing. This is Milli and Vanilli with Blame It on the Rain. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
So that was Blame It on the Rain by Milli Vanilli. I fucking love Milli Vanilli. I don't care what anybody says, but their act was always awesome.
Oh, man, they have the right stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, I just...
Definitely. It's when, a crime.
You know when... them. When I hear the right stuff, and right now that we played Milli Vanilli, one of my first, like, cassettes was that Weird Al Yankovic one, the Off the Deep End one.
Mm-hmm.
And he covered the right stuff, but it was, like, in the middle of an Oreo. And then he covered Blame It on the Rain, but it was Blame It on the Drain. So you just, like, you completely triggered some amazing stuff right now.
Well, girl, you know it's true.
So we're very happy to present BetaCon. This is going to be coming out in November. We're super, super duper excited. Got this anonymous email. I mean, I guess it's not anonymous after a while, but it was from T. Stark.
Yeah.
And
that's what you were telling me the other night. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We got a lot of money. Well, they said if we put this on with the biggest stars, we'll get a lot of money in the end.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we need the money
that
now.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, because it's an investment thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you give us your money now, you're going to get a really, really amazing con later on. And, I mean, we've got, like, all these, like, great stars confirmed for it to, like... Yeah, let me pull up that guest list,
you know,
real quick.
And it's crazy because we have so many partnerships. We don't even really technically need your money, but we need it
for now.
Until yeah,
the show. For now, exactly. To start off in, and we need
to get the partnerships going.
Like, yeah. I can't believe we got Daft Punk. I mean, the guy is amazing. He wears like such a stylish hat.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, and he has a good vine, I think, that he had like flying fuck around. It was
yeah, I like that one a lot. We got the one I'm excited about is Gary Gygax, who, as we all know, created RuneScape. Like,
oh,
possibly
yeah.
The biggest MMO RPG phenomenon of our time, and he's coming to our convention. That's really, really neat.
I can't wait to give him the link to my live stream.
Me too.
I'm very excited to see all the panties, including mine, drop when erotic fan fiction star Chris Pratt shows up. I mean, that's going to be amazing. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just got finished, you know, recording Parks and Rec, so he has time for us. It's so good.
Yeah, and we got, like, the other one that I was like, oh my god, I can't believe this is happening, is that guy Monty Python from the British Office.
Monty? Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
The Monty Python from, like, the British Office. Nice. And he was on Fawlty Towers, too, and Spaced was the other one that he did.
Mr. Python, I cannot wait to meet you.
Oh, my brain just exploded. I
can't wait to meet Kojima-san.
Yeah. Yeah.
And really show him how much respect I have for him.
Yes, I like his glasses.
So I know today we added Darude Sandstorm because Darude Sandstorm's song, you know, Sarude Dankstorm, that's amazing. Like, I can't believe the guy. He generated, like, he pioneered such a great group of musicians.
There's a reason every single song that gets played on Twitch.tv is that song, like, and it's because it's a timeless classic.
Well, here's the thing, though. Every time you listen to that song, it's different. You hear it differently.
Yeah.
It's many layers to it. It's like an onion.
Exactly. It's like Gustav Mahler's Fifth Symphony, but for electronic music.
What Sean said.
Yeah.
I mean, our musical guest lineup is, you know, coming out really good. We've got, like, Daft Punk, you know, with his Blurred Lines hit. And then we have also Darude Sandstorm with his Sandrude Dankstorm coming out.
Yes.
But let's not forget, we got Goats.
Oh, yes, yeah, Goats. We do. We have Goats. Goatsy is how his agent said that we pronounce that. Goatsy.
I love how well he spreads his music genres, you know, like how ample his talent is.
It's so deep. His music is so deep. It's a rabbit hole I could go down for days and days at a time.
I mean, you just, the first time you see him live, though, it just takes your breath away, and you're just what the fuck, is this real?
It's a little bit shocking, but then you start to understand. It gets to you. Yeah, he just gets to you. Goatsy just gets to you.
If you guys,
it's like, sadly, I haven't had a chance to listen to too much Goatsy yet. I might have to, you know, check out like his website, or I guess download some music off of SoulSuit.
If you want to, is at goatsy.cx, I believe is the name of the website.
Okay,
dude, Sean, you just need to dive into it. Yeah. You just need to bathe yourself in Goatsy.
I will be a Goatsy fanatic by the time this con rolls around. I guarantee you.
I'm excited about Jesus Christ. In Mexico, when someone has the same name as you, they're known as your tocayo.
Tocayo?
Yeah.
That sounds fancy.
And so I'm excited to meet my tocayo, Jesus Christ.
Ah.
You know, I'm very excited about this. It's going to be awesome. Like, I've wanted to shake this guy's hand for years and years already, you know.
He's so amazingly talented. Yeah.
I think radiant is the word to use. He's very radiant.
Yeah, very radiant.
We definitely have to put him in a panel, though.
Yeah. Well, we do have a plan to put him on a panel. We're just going to...
We just don't want to hang up his schedule. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of plus ones. He's got about 13 people that he needs with him at all times.
Yeah,
quite a big entourage.
Yeah,
I mean the only reason we got him, though, to be honest, is because I know his dad. You know.
And then there's that other big one.
His manager gave us some silver coins up front, though, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and do you know if there's gonna be any food here? Food at this con?
I know there's gonna be moon drugs.
Moon drugs?
Yeah, many moon drugs. That's one of the we forgot to like mention one of the most important parts of this con. Besides the fact that we got every Doctor Who, including Zach Braff, Noah Wiley, and Mindy Kaling, our convention's gonna be on the moon.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Doctor?
Oh man.
The eighth Doctor.
That would be Zach Braff, probably.
Yeah, I think that was Zach Braff.
I like Stephen Fry. Stephen Fry is my favorite Doctor.
Okay. Yeah.
I love all the adventures that he had with the dog. What was that dog from Homeward Bound?
Oh, God.
Yeah, the Golden Retriever.
Chance?
Canine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, what was his name? He's one of the Doctor Who guys.
Kelsey Grammer?
No, it was even before that.
Brendan Fraser?
No, he was in that show about being in the Vietnam War.
Like Alan Alda. Alan Alda.
Oh, yeah.
That's... Alan Alda, okay.
Oh, yeah. He was a good doctor.
Yeah, it's one of the original doctors right there. That's really amazing and stuff. So, you know, he's going to be there too as well. So
I know a friend of the show, Meredith Nudo's trying to, like, get all the doctors to sign her posters, and she has a chance to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, man, I hope Alan Alda is there with his fez.
Me too.
So, Todd McFarlane's there. I really want to talk to him about, A Million Ways to Die in the West?
Yeah, he did that. American Dad. I want to know about that Flintstones reboot that he was trying to do a few years ago.
He has a great album with What's Her Name? Don't know why I didn't call Lady. She has a great voice.
Dito?
Yeah. Norah Jones. Yeah, he has.
Norah Jones.
But the most important thing I want to talk to him, though, about, like, when I see... of course, we're going to be hanging around with these guys. Hopefully, we'll get some interviews and all that. I want to talk to him about his balls.
Balls?
Yeah, he bought those two balls from Sammy Sosa and... what's that steroid McSteroid guy? Mark McGuire. So he's got some balls from them, and I just wanted to talk to him about them.
Well, it's not like they need it.
I mean, it's not like you want to touch him.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him if I could touch his balls.
Yeah, I touched Todd McFarlane's balls.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
Nice. That's
maybe,
awesome.
It'll be good.
Well, I think I saw Todd McFarlane's balls one time, but I think they weren't the original. They were like some kind of weird variants. So there was, like, a lot of, like, they were wrapped in foil and stuff like that.
The only reason I really want to talk to him about his balls is because when I was growing up, you know, I actually saw them in Wizard magazine. They had a feature about his balls.
Really?
And stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. They were talking about how he was, like, the most, you know, one of the richest guys out there.
With the biggest ball collection.
Yeah, I mean, those are some major balls right there to collect. Yeah. Like, I think it was, like, the 300th home run or something from both of them at the same time or something, which is really unique and all that. So
I hear his ball collection is so big he can't even keep it inside his house. He's got like a storage unit down the road that he keeps his balls in so that they're like at an even temperature. He doesn't want his balls to get too hot.
Those are some big balls. I believe it.
Yeah, he can only get too
very
hot.
Big balls, you know.
Yeah. You don't want sweat. Yeah, you don't want those balls to sweat.
Oh, no. It's gonna shrivel up.
Because that rawhide.
Yeah, that rawhide will like turn yellow and shrivel up.
Yeah, and it's bad. It loses the value really quickly if you expose it to moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, we have Yaya Han coming up. Sean and I are big wrestling fans. We kind of want to talk to her about, you know, Hulk Hogan and growing up and everything with him and all that, you know.
Yeah. What's it like to be Hulk Hogan's daughter, you know?
Yeah, man. Being his shadow. Does Hulk Hogan call her brother?
Maybe. We're going to get to ask her. Like, I'm assuming we're going to get to, like, interview her and be like, hey, yeah, does Hulk call you brother?
Good morning, brother.
Wait, do you think... How scary was it when he was wrestling Andre the Giant, like, you know? Because that was real. That was a legit beef.
Do you think Yaya, like, designed all of Hulk Hogan's costumes?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. That would make sense.
It does rip off very easily, so that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, like, the tearing shirt shows off a lot of the upper chest area, so...
Yeah, a lot of his flesh is exposed most of the time, so...
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I mean, it's like, we can't ask her to, like, demonstrate that, because, you know, we can't... That would be harassment.
Yeah.
We're very respectful.
We're not,
We're not going to ask her to rip off her shirt.
No, not at all.
No. This is a safe con.
There is one person, Rex, he was on your list of people to bring in, Duffy.
Yeah, Duffy from A Talking Cat. I was really surprised that we were... Yeah, we got Duffy, like the actual Talking Cat from The Talking Cat is confirmed. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
I'm maybe a novice to all of Duffy's things, but where can you find out about Duffy?
There is a... It's unfortunately they took A Talking Cat off Netflix, but you can watch it off Amazon. There's also a talkingcat.tumblr.com where this guy's like analyzed the movie and like written some really, really great stuff about it. But I highly recommend watching the movie A Talking Cat. Like, Duffy's got like... just has this really like commanding presence and this really distinctive voice that's just kind of like really like gravelly and almost sounds weird coming out of a cat, but it really does suit Duffy. And I'm really excited for we're gonna have Duffy on a panel about the treatment of animals and media. Actually,
that is amazing. So, like,
and you know what's really cool is like I was talking to Duffy's handler and he's actually like accomplished himself. Like, I think he was one of the screenwriters on one of the last Bring It On movies.
Yeah,
so maybe we can talk to him about some stuff too.
And we're working to get Lorenzo Music to, you know, cover Garfield in that panel also.
Yeah.
And also, I heard a rumor. Like,
I don't think we could get Bill Murray for that though.
But we got Lorenzo Music.
Yeah. I heard a rumor that Air Bud might be sitting in on that panel.
What?
Not the original Air Bud. Sorry.
Yeah, not the original Air Bud.
R.I.P. in peace.
Yeah.
But the other day I saw an Air Bud movie and I bought it so hard because it was one of the Air Bud dogs with a monkey and they were a tag team.
Ah.
Once again, going back to me and Sean being wrestling fans, like. We are totally going to watch this. I mean, I think it's better than...
I've never seen that. It's
I think this is better than the WWE's Flintstone movie that they made.
Yeah.
I mean, a fucking monkey and a dog tag teaming.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know what we should do? We should see about moving the late night you know, adult anime movie theater and just watch that instead.
I think that would be a really good idea.
I don't know. We can't because...
It's erotic enough.
No, it's not because I don't know if you guys read what I posted. We just got this exclusive screening for the late night and erotic screening. We have the very first showing of Super Hornio Brothers number 3.
Oh, man.
Now, if you guys know anything, Nintendo actually bought the rights to Super Hornio Brothers 1 and 2.
I remember that.
Yeah, no, that way they cannot be shown. This stars Ron Jeremy as his doppelganger, Mario.
Yeah.
It's totally ridiculous. I've seen this. I've seen some of it. Some clips
Who's
of the
Luigi?
I really don't know.
you know what?
James Dean. James Dean.
I don't want to spoil anything, but check out who the barrel is. Oh man.
Oh no, Koopa actually looks like.
I heard it's April O'Neil.
They went okay with the Super Hornio Brothers porno. They actually went with the route of the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so King Koopa looks like, and I feel kind of really bad because I know he died.
Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper, yes. Thank you. He actually looks like Dennis Hopper, and the Princess Peach actually has brown hair.
Maybe that's Daisy then.
Yeah, it's Daisy. She has an eye in the back of her head.
What if it's canon? Is it canon? That's
probably why Nintendo bought it.
I don't know. Like, confirmed, like, alternate characters in Smash Brothers now.
Ron Jeremy is Mario.
Yeah.
Well, actually, if y'all don't know, we are giving codes to download as Ron Jeremy skin for Smash Brothers.
Yeah, the Super Hornio DLC.
Yeah, but you have to go watch it. We're only giving away at that screening, so they're getting live.
I thought Nintendo had like a press conference today, so that's what they. That's oh man, I'm so out of the loop on this, guys. I'm so sorry.
No, don't worry about it. They're gonna do what did they do those announcements? What do you call them?
The Nintendo Direct.
There is
on Saturday morning or no Sunday morning because that's when they normally do them. They are doing a Nintendo Direct live from Betacon. So, like, if you're not too hungover or, like, too, like, hopped up from the moon drugs from, like, Saturday night's Daft Punk concert, like, you can show up at, like, 8 or 9 in the morning. I want to say it's at 8. And they're going to be doing a Nintendo Direct live from Betacon. And I'm really excited to see, like, what they're going to announce. Gabe Newell is also going to be at our con, so
awesome.
We haven't announced him yet. That was like we just found out about him like while we were doing the first part.
That was a scoop,
we got
the
email, so
I don't know. Exactly. I was in the bar. I was next to him. I heard he was at the bar and he ordered 3 drinks. So
Well, I mean, the email that we got from him was like 3 sentences, all spaced out weirdly.
Yeah,
and then some ASCII characters, but we're not programmers, so we just deleted it.
Yeah,
but we got him confirmed, so
yeah,
it's gonna be good.
Well, when we were at the bar, he only ordered 3 drinks.
Yeah,
I know.
So I don't know what Gabe Newell has up his sleeve. You know, that's
and he was also driving Pontiac Vibe, so I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah,
I don't know. It just
Also, I just got this in, but I was checking out the food and stuff like that, and I might have a confirmation on a food source. I can't say who it is, but I will say that I am loving it.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So we got that and a food lion, you know. So, well, yeah.
It's going to be, like, you guys aren't even prepared.
Too much.
Yeah. So, please, if you're listening to this and you don't know, please go to spacecitynerd.com on Facebook, search for BetaCon 2015, and you'll learn way.
But please go set up your Dogecoin account.
Oh, yeah.
Please do, because we need the money, like, now.
Exactly.
Yeah, now.
Just check out the website. Set up the account first. And
so, here's the thing.
Get your Bitcoin miners, you know.
Here's the thing. Stark Industries is promising us a big sponsorship if we send them some money to cover some of the cost. If we don't do it by Friday, this Friday, the 20th, we're going to have to do something else about this. Right?
Yeah. You hear that? You hear that, fellas and ladies?
Tony Stark, please. You know, yeah, he'll be upset.
So all Doctor Who's, all Monty Python, the Monty Python guy.
Yep.
You know,
yeah,
the guy.
The Monty Python.
Yeah, Mr. Python.
Jesus Christ.
Jack Kirby, creator of the movie Thor. With
Natalie
Portman. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's for the hardcore comic people, because, you know, a lot of times these cons have too many, like, you know, special media exists, and but we're keeping it real for, like, the comic book fans.
Exactly. You know, you guys want to see Todd McFarlane's balls, if you want to play some RuneScape out there, you know.
Gary Gygax, yep.
We'll have a TV corner with Gary Gygax in a dunking booth.
We're also going to have, like, I can't believe this never came up, the ball pit from DashCon. We've got the exact same one coming to our convention.
The exact same.
That was a that was a big coup. Like, trying to track down that ball pit from DashCon was really, really hard.
There are a lot of imitators that you'll find, but we had to make sure this one had the specific pee stains on the bottom of the pit.
We're actually gonna, after the, you know, to raise funds, we're gonna start a Kickstarter to actually fund our documentary about going through, like, trash bins and, you know, giant dumps just to look for the specific ball pit.
Yeah.
And just the rescue, the rehabilitation, the reballization.
The reballization was pretty tough on all of us, especially ball pit.
Yeah, it was very, it was a very touching moment for everybody. Like, I couldn't believe
the ball pit was so cooperative.
You guys aren't believe who actually, like, cried a bunch of tears during this, that one.
And you know? I cried manly tears. It was really, it was hard.
Like, if you don't see it on screen, all of us cried when, you know, ball pit got reballed.
Exactly. Oh, man. I mean, it was
like, those documentaries after the oil leak in the Gulf.
It's like Free Willy jumping over that barrier.
It's oil covered.
To me, like, the moment was like that ASPCA commercial with Sarah McLachlan doing the angel thing times 1,000. Like, I could not believe it. It was... Guys, can you move on? Hold on, I've got it. Please move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
That's so much. Like, God, I can't believe this is happening. And it is happening. Like, I want to reiterate that this is a thing that's happening.
Exactly, and it's just like
it's happening.
Okay, I'm back.
It's it's just like getting a life of its own. So we're like, we're getting calls from, like, other people in Hollywood that want to come here, and we're just like, no, we can't afford it because we need more people to give us money.
Yeah.
Mr. Josh W., you can't come to our con.
No. But
yeah, we had to cancel Josh Whedon.
Who?
Josh Whedon.
We might have to edit that part out.
Who's that?
Josh Whedon?
I don't know.
From Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Yeah.
That guy.
All I know is Paul Rubens from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
He did Dr. Horrible.
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is either.
Is it like Dr. Doom?
Can we talk about something else? I don't know what you guys are talking about. What about Chris Chan? We are trying to fight so hard to keep this kid out of jail. It's not our fault that
this is going to be his first convention. If he isn't in jail, like, when it's happening, like, this is going to be his first, like, major convention appearance.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe how the video game industry, like, you know, Sega, is trying to push down this kid, you know, for wanting to keep Sonic's arms blue or Peach or whatever.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be blue, right?
Yeah, they're not blue.
They're not supposed to be blue.
They're not blue.
No.
Like, it's a sin against God that, like, Sonic's arms would be blue.
Yeah,
ever.
and he's doing God's work. And
we're
going to
ban himself. Saturday morning, there's going to be a massive cosplay photo shoot at Discovery Green. We're encouraging everyone to dress up as Sonic with not blue arms.
Actually, if we're going to see Chris Tran Memorial cosplay photo op, we're encouraging everybody to come in as your OC character.
Yes, your OC hedgehog.
Yeah.
So there's no going to be, like, Marvel versus DC. That's horrible. That's confrontational. And we want all of our photo shoots for cosplayers to be peace.
And it's very disrespectful to people who are valiant comics fans.
So, yeah, exactly. If you want to come as Exo, you know, Dog of War, or if you want to come in as, like, you know, Jared the Echidna, that's fine. Yeah. Come in, you know. We're an all-loving con.
We're very tolerable. And also moon drugs.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what we want to talk about also, is we're going to have moon drugs all night. I think that'll go well with...
It's not illegal because moon drugs are legal on the moon.
Yep. The moon police doesn't like that, but fuck the police.
Oh, I mean, the moon police is trying to, you know, get some money, trying to keep it down, but it is pretty legal. So, you know, fuck the moon police.
A portion of the profits will go towards the campaign to legalize moon drugs.
Legalize it.
Yeah, legalize it.
And also, you know, Daft Punk and also Darude Sandstorm asked us to, you know, make sure everybody was hopped up on moon drugs for their set. So
we're glad. Yeah, because their music it's more full on moon drugs.
If you've never had moon drugs, they don't show up in your system, so it's cool. Yeah. If you've never had moon drugs, oh man, you're in for a treat.
Dude, you're missing out. You're
pretty great.
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys know where to find BetaCon at on Space City Nerd. It's a Facebook page. I think there's a link on there. We have some surprises still lined up. Today you'll be seeing some new stuff coming up. As we're not going to sleep until this happens. So we are doing talent acquisitions. If someone wants to pull out because they're dead, we try to pull them back in even though they're dead. But if they are dead and they don't want to come on, then it's like whatever.
Yeah, so, our staff is pretty aggressive. But, you know, we're still fans. So, you know, we're respectful but aggressive. Aggressively respectful.
And just to remind you guys, like, this is like our talent agent telling us what's going on. We trust him. So whatever happens, happens, you know.
Yeah. We just say we want a con for the people and he's hooking us up.
Yeah, he's got business cards. They don't just give people business cards.
That's true, right? Right, he has legit business cards.
They say BetaCon on them, so he's done this 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Also, he was wearing a tie when we met him, and that counts for a lot as well. Correct. Very general, professional, like, kind of guy.
Yeah, his hair was all nice and stuff. Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy.
So... I think to finish this section off, just to instill a lot of faith in humanity and faith in BetaCon, we'd like to bring on our CEO. Well, good evening, Wilzard. Apparently, you're our CEO for this amazing con that's coming up in November. How are you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good, I guess.
Nice. So, are you as excited as we are to be sponsored by Stark Industries?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you really think about it, they're a fairly recognizable name, so I'm really expecting they're going to drive awareness for this convention up, which is going to be good for the bottom line and overall ticket sales. Which, let's be real.
Now, you're the one that sent me the email that said, hey, Space City Nerd, Stark Industries wants to sponsor us. You know, let's do this and things. And just, you know, you were asking us to collect some money just to give like a deposit for everything. I think it came out to like 1 trillion Doge coins or dog coins or whatever. You know, I'm pretty sure because it's coming from you, Mr. Zard, everything is legit, correct?
There's absolutely no reason to believe that anything related to this convention is not completely legitimate. I mean, I think our guest list speaks for itself when you really look at it. I mean, this is what brings people to leave their houses. I mean, these are the kind of things people want to see. I mean, this is, for some of these people, it's the internet come to life. That's the kind of thing that people, the kids today, want to see.
Wow. So who are you most interested in seeing?
Yeah, I mean, who's you most excited about?
I mean, the ball pit really for me is kind of the standout. I mean, it really took off last year at DashCon, and I'm really excited that it was able to create time in its schedule to make a place for guys. What are we called again? BetaCon, yes. I'm very excited that they found time for BetaCon.
I know. It's just like we were talking earlier about you know, the journey that Ryan, Rex, and Sean and I had of, like, finding that exact ball pit, the dumpsters that we had to go through, you know.
All those balls.
Yeah, bringing back all those balls to him, how emotional the journey was.
Speaking of balls, I'm really excited about Todd McFarlane as well.
Oh, we talked about that. We love Todd McFarlane's balls. We can't wait.
I mean, as far as a get for a convention, I think there is nothing greater than Todd McFarlane's balls. I mean, when it comes to what's going to bring those people through the doors, those balls are to the wall.
Now,
because they are backed against the wall.
I know Todd McFarlane's balls were bought a while ago, but I want to ask him if some of those balls took inspiration into, like, whenever he was creating Family Guy.
I really don't know. I mean, I'm not a fan of Todd McFarlane's later work, including what is it, guys? Shit.
We're talking about getting some monkeys some moon drugs. Is that can we do that?
You want to get the monkeys what?
Moon drugs. Yeah, moon drugs.
You guys know where the safe is? Go.
Okay. All right.
Shit, stop wasting my time. God damn. I apologize, gentlemen. And I want to reiterate that I am not a huge follower of Todd McFarlane's later career, which does include Family Guy and American Dad, but I have to believe that some of his balls played as an inspirational factor into those things.
Oh, that's amazing. What gave you the inspiration to say, I'm going to go ahead and get the New Testament Jesus Christ?
I really, because, I mean, you just take the old parlance, new is always better. In that regard, I mean, it's completely true all the time. You look at the Star Wars prequels, massively superior films to the originals. You look at the latest Indiana Jones film, massively superior to the original three. What the fuck is it?
So we got the drugs, we got the moon drugs, but where do we get the monkeys from? We have some money for the monkeys.
The monkeys are in the zoo down the street. You are wasting my fucking time. Can't you see I'm doing something important?
I'm so sorry.
Guys, can we please? Are you done?
Sorry.
Are you done?
Sorry.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Again, I apologize, but the New Testament Jesus to me is a massively superior version than the Old Testament Jesus, as evidenced by the fact that Jesus isn't really in the Old Testament. So in that regard, I felt getting the New Testament version was the best get for this convention. At that point, you've got autograph sales you can think of. You've got photo ops you can think of. You've got signed Bibles you can think of. You've got all these potential. You've got all these potential money making opportunities. Yeah, fish, bread, wine for thousands of people.
What about Nine Inch Nails albums?
Excuse me.
Nine Inch Nails albums. Can we bring those to him?
Absolutely. Jesus will sign anything that is even tangentially related to him. It's all in his contract. If he doesn't do it, I get to fire him.
Now, my favorite doctor, I forgot even who my favorite
Alan
doctor
is. Alan Alda. We figured out your favorite Doctor Who is Alan Alda.
I like Stephen
original
Fry.
Doctor from MASH, who Ryan's was Zach Braff. I mean, we've got every fucking Doctor Who coming in. Who is your favorite Doctor Who?
My favorite Doctor Who has to be... Oh, I don't know, guys. Why don't you give me some help on this? Who's my favorite Doctor?
Patrick Stewart, I think.
Patrick Stewart, I think, is my favorite Doctor. It's a bit of a dark horse pick. People aren't always thinking. Dr. Quinn is another good one. I'm a big fan of her work. I think she did a lot for the series, bringing a female lead to it. And I think that when you look at the history of Doctor Who, Patrick Stewart and Jane Seymour are right at the top. And I'm super excited they're both going to be here. We're talking endless lines. We're talking major autographs. I've seen Patrick Stewart here in town before. Yes, in town on the moon. He always does gangbusters when he's here. And I'm super excited that we're bringing both of them. Plus, I mean, every other fucking dude, including that one who played Sherlock Holmes that one time, including that guy who... they rumored that he died a couple of years ago, but it was all just fake.
Dr. Holmes, what's his name? Cunnersnatch?
Cunnersnatch, yes. Exactly. That is his name. Babblesnitch, Cunnersnitch. I'm super excited that he's going to be at the show because, as you know, all of his number bitches are massively excited for him to be at conventions. They line up out the door. Like I said, we're talking about massive, massive revenue potential with these guests. And I'm really excited that we got Marvin Gaye, who sings Blurred Lines, to come as well. I'm really excited that we were able to pull that one off.
Wait, that's Daft Punk.
No, guys, I'm pretty sure it's Marvin Gaye.
Dude, what?
The guy with the hat?
Yeah, Marvin Gaye sings Blurred Lines, guys.
Oh! You're talking about his like backup band is Daft Punk, but Marvin Gaye is a special.
It's Daft Punk. Featuring Daft Punk, guys.
Holy shit. I always thought
his name was Bruno Mars.
Oh, man, that is why you're a CEO.
No, Bruno Mars is the Purple Rain guy. What's wrong with you?
Mr.
Zard, I have to just tell you, this is why you are our CEO.
Yes, absolutely.
Fucking Marvin Gaye with Daft Punk. Oh.
Yeah, well, that's why we need your leadership.
That is a team-up that nobody thought they would ever see. That is a team-up as rare as Batman and Superman. You don't see that shit anywhere.
So
not in books, not in movies, not in comics. You ain't gonna see it. It's not happening.
I know you told us that,
but
if we kept you
at this convention, you are seeing the Batman Superman of Marvin Gaye and Daft Punk.
Nice. That's what I love to hear. And that's why I'm so confident that Mr. Zard is promising a convention that's totally not a scam. I'm so happy about this. Like, Space City Nerd would not back anything.
Not a scam.
Awesome. So I know you told us we have like a minute left. Because if not, you were going to charge us like $10 million Doge points that we kept you on.
Look, my time is worth 137,000 Doge coins a second, and I want this to cost less than 5 million Doge coins. So hurry up.
Really quick. Do you have any exclusive guests that are coming in?
I am working out currently deals with several potential musicians. Marvin Gaye and Daft Punk are already confirmed, but I have potential rumblings that the original Beatles lineup will be debuting a new piece conducted by Mozart. I have strong inklings that this is going to happen, and I'm very excited about the potential possibilities.
If I wasn't working this con, I would throw money at you right now. Like, I don't care.
Right, you would.
I'm working the con, and I've already thrown money.
I just want you guys to know, the reason I'm putting this guest list together and the way that I've gotten these guest lists is my dedication to putting on a great show and my professionalism. That is all you need to get these guests. It's all you need.
And that's all the credibility also, right?
Exactly.
Because that's how I
felt. And these people come to you. The Beatles came to me, all four of them, to my door.
And if you guys are doubting or denying this, all I have to say is, y'all are talking about stuff that y'all don't even know about.
Exactly. Y'all don't even know.
Well, thank you, Mr. Zard, for just, you know, telling everybody how it is and what's going on. And remember, November 6th through the 8th, we're taking a trip to the moon. Check out Space.
At the moon,
yes.
You're going to have to get yourself to the moon, but once you get to the moon, the party's on.
Moon drugs.
Yeah.
Fucking ass.
Awesome.
They ain't gonna be free, but they're gonna be there.
Also, you guys don't know this, but Mr. Zard actually looks like Seth Rogen. Actually, I think Mr. Zard is Seth Rogen.
I can't comment on that right now, and I'm a little ashamed that you brought it up right now, and I would refrain from you ever doing that again.
I'm sorry. Sorry, sir.
You don't want him to pull our money. Just keep going.
Just keep that money rolling in, guys.
Yeah.
And then we can keep Mr. Zard happy.
Yes. Keep him happy. Come on.
What is this called again?
BetaCon.
Why did we call it BetaCon?
Because better than AlphaCon.
Better than AlphaCon. That's the slogan. Better than AlphaCon.
Yeah.
Make a t-shirt of that, guys.
It's like better. It's all the way on top of Alpha, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Omega is just out of the question. It doesn't even exist.
Omega is the end, and this convention is not the end. It's the beta.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes. Well, we already paid like a million Doge for this interview, so we're gonna go ahead and go before we have to pay like 5 million more. Thank you, Mr. Zard.
Right.
And we'll be right back after this.
Cool.
Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue, like him inside and outside. Blew his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, 'cause he ain't got nobody to listen to. I'm blue, I've been deed, I've been dying.
So that was I mean, since you know, Mr. Zard actually mentioned that Marvin Gaye and Daft Punk were going to be there, that was Marvin Gaye and Daft Punk performing "Blue," amazing hit. I fucking love that song.
Mm. Yeah, it really defined me as a youth when that song. Yeah, it's just
yeah.
So
lots of things are blue.
There's been a lot of talk and controversy about Betacon having this. There's a couple comments asking if we were. We kind of gave it away. But Mr. Zard actually gave us an exclusive interview, which we'll play right now, with the one and only Yeezus. You know who that is. You know, so expect a lot of interruptions during the whole convention. But, you know, sit back, relax, listen to our exclusive interview with Yeezus. He gets a little into it with Jesus. If that makes sense. I don't know why he would, you know, go against Jesus versus Jesus, whatever.
That sounds a little much. Well, just
yeah, just check this out, and we'll be right back.
Hello, Mr. West. Kanye, Jesus. I'm just going to call you Jesus for the sake of the interview. Thank you very much for hanging out with us and, you know, seeing us for a little bit. Mr. Zard hooked this interview up. We're completely grateful and everything.
So one of the first questions that I have to ask is, I mean, I know Jesus is going to be at Urkhan, and your last album, as great as it was, and I'm sure your future album is going to be as amazing, was called Yeezus. Could you give us an explanation for, you know, what was going on, what was the big clash between you guys that made it enough for you guys to, you know, for you to call yourself Yeezus?
I'm standing up and I'm telling you, I am Warhol. I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. I am Shakespeare in the flesh. Walt Disney, Nike, Google. Now, who's going to be the Medici family and stand up and let me create more? Or do you want to marginalize me till I'm out of my moment? You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers.
I'm asking you.
You ain't been doing the education, your own money, trying to empower yourself.
But that's not
exactly. And I could lose money on a higher level too. We could have our best perspective on T-shirts.
T-shirts. We're here talking to you about your appearance at BetaCon and the panel where you are going to be talking to Jesus. You know, the Jesus versus Jesus. Why are you bringing up T-shirts?
Don't ask me a question about something you saw in the tabloids. Don't try to antagonize me, because you know what? It's not safe for you in this zoo. You know, never think that I'm not from Chicago.
I didn't mean to get you upset, man. I just really wanted to, you know, figure out what this whole Jesus thing is that we're going to have at the panel. Anything at all that I can pry out of you?
Don't talk all right. to me at all.
I'm a huge
and
fan
don't
of
talk
that.
To anyone I know all
right.
at all. And tell everybody never talk to anyone
that
anyone knows.
I feel that.
Don't talk to themselves.
I feel that.
Don't talk ever again.
Well, I guess that's the end of the interview. Kanye just got up and left. But yes, we're excited for the heated Jesus versus Yeezus panel. Remember, BetaCon 2015, not a scam. So, once again, that was our interview with Yeezus. Very mind-blowing, very different Yeezus than I expect. That's
yeah. He really is the voice of the generation. I mean, you know.
Would you consider him the return of Jesus?
He's the return of... you know.
We'll
it might be presumptuous,
but
want to say yes.
Man, we've had such a great show. I mean, talked a lot about Adam Sandler and his movies, and really dug into the legitimacy of BetaCon. You know, talked about Todd McFarlane's balls. Just went over a lot of things, and I'm very happy to say that, you know, when Mr. Zard came on, that really solidified the ethics of having a legit con. You know, I know there's a lot of cons that try to cheap out people from what they're paying, and you know,
yeah,
some people are, but
Mr. Zard had business cards. You know, he's legit.
Exactly. You know, when you have business cards and a flyer, I mean, come on,
color flyer.
Yeah,
a color flyer, a black and white flyer.
You know, and I mean, I know he's got. We don't know who his talent agent really is, but you know, whatever. This talent agent is promising all the stuff. You know, we got Stark Industries. Who'd have fucking thought that the star of the Avengers movies and Iron Man would be sponsoring our convention?
Well, you know, he does want to get closer to the fans, and I think they picked the right decision picking Mr. Zard, and Mr. Zard picked the right decision of you know, picking us.
I mean,
just to get the word out.
I saw this guy give a 7-year-old a robotic arm. That's amazing for him to come on and say, "Hey, you guys do whatever you need to do, you know, fucking use the moon or whatever." I think we actually, I know we talked bad about it, but last podcast, but I think we're gonna help the Japanese get that lance of what is it, the Evangelion?
Lance of Longinus, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're gonna help to get them up there.
Oh, that's right. Since we're going to be on the moon, we're probably going to... Well, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we could, like, bring that up there. I mean, we could have Hideo Kojima, like, stab it into the moon himself.
Yeah, yeah. That's...
Don't spoil the surprises. We got a couple.
There's some surprises. We can afford to spoil that one, I think.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, if y'all don't know, you know, our logo has a spaceship. It's actually based on a real spaceship, and that is how we're actually getting to the moon. And I know Virgin America is flying some people to the moon if you want to take that route, but we're taking our own Spacey Nerd spaceship.
SpaceX don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
No. I'm so excited about BetaCon coming up in November. You know, things are happening, things are in motion, and I'm so proud to be a part of it and, you know, have you guys along. You know, even though we're answering to Mr. Zardin, you know, hopefully, I don't know. I think Mr. Zard can buy out anybody with a contract and we don't, you know, get in trouble.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, he bought a zoo card.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, like, some of our guests are scheduled to go be at other cons that weekend, but I think it'll be okay because Mr. Zard fucking buys him out. It doesn't matter.
He has some levers that he can pull. And push. I think levers can also push. But
even if it's for a day, they'll be here, you know?
Oh, yeah. He can get on that Virgin America SpaceX flight all the way to the moon really, really fast.
Yeah. Yep. Like, I think SpaceX is doing the same special as Spirit Airlines right now. So it's like 69 to the moon all the way.
Oh, nice. Exactly. Also, only 3450s and one way to the moon if y'all just want to stay around and party.
Now, when you mm-hmm. when you 69 all the way to the moon, you may be upside down on the trip up, but it'll be okay.
Yeah. You will correct yourself before you land.
Yeah. So I know we've had a long show and everything, but we're just so excited to get all this information out to you guys. This is Space City Nerd on behalf of myself and Rex and Ryan.
Remember to go to the Facebook and say you're going. Learn more.
And also send us your Dogecoin, please.
We need all the Dogecoins. You know, I'm in a dancey mood. We're going to go ahead and leave you guys with another one of, you know, Daft Punk's greatest hits. I think he can fit this one under his hat and also the platinum record that goes with it. So on behalf of myself and Rex and Ryan and Sean, who kind of had to bow out a little bit early, good night, Space City.
Una vez más vamos a acelerar. lo siento una celebración esta noche. Celebrar, no esperes más. No, no puedes parar ya. No puedo parar ya. Vamos a celebrar una vez más. Una vez más. Una vez más. Una celebración. Yo sé que tú quieres bailar ya, gozar ya. Hey, lo sientes. Música con ritmo machín. Machín. Sí, Simón. Muy bien, vamos a celebrar una vez más. Celebrar y bailar machín. Música con ritmo machín. Celebrar y bailar machín. Una vez más.
Música con ritmo machín.
Vamos a celebrar.
Celebrar y bailar machín.
Una vez más.
Música con ritmo machín.
Vamos a celebrar.
Celebrar y bailar machín.
Una vez más.
Música con ritmo machín.
Vamos a celebrar.
Celebrar y bailar machín.
Una vez más.
Música con ritmo machín.
Vamos a celebrar.
Celebrar y bailar machín.
Una vez más.
Música con ritmo machín.
Vamos a celebrar.
Celebrar y bailar machín.
Una vez más.
Música con ritmo machín.
Vamos a celebrar.
Celebrar y bailar machín.
Una vez más.